I'm Jim Melvin, and right now I'm the social studies teacher at VIT High School. That's a consolidated district made up of three very small little towns, Vermont, Ipava, and Table Grove, Illinois. The total student enrollment is about 109 students for the entire high school. So we're talking a very small high school, and because of that, then they only need one social studies teacher. So if it's any type of social studies class, I'm the one that is the instructor.
And where is VIT High School?
The high school itself is just outside of the community of Table Grove, Illinois. That would be in southern Fulton County. It's pretty much a very rural area. Macomb is about 13 miles away.
Tell me how old you are. Sorry.
I just turned 59 in March.
And this is your first full year teaching, right?
Correct. I got hired in January. I graduated from UIS in December of 2015. On a lark, I'd seen a job posting for a social studies teacher at VIT High School, and I thought it'd be a great way to get an interview, to get that experience. And so I applied for the job. I was still student teaching at the time. Was interviewed, called back for a second interview. Lo and behold, the day after Thanksgiving, I got offered the position when I started January 4th. So I've got one semester of teaching under my belt.
On the Friday when you got the phone call, on a scale of 1 to 10, how excited were you?
I was very surprised. I was very excited. I would say it was probably a 9 or 10.
I don't know how many people would be excited to get a job at a teeny tiny high school when they're 59 years old, or I guess you were 58 at the time. Tell me what makes it so exciting for you.
I always wanted to be a teacher. And you know, when I graduated from high school back in 1975, that was my goal, that I wanted to become a teacher. But things happen. Life happens. There are detours and roadblocks and curves in your life's journey. And I couldn't go to college. I didn't have the funds. I ended up going into the military. After I got out of the military, I ended up getting a really good job with the Postal Service. And it was a great career for 32 years. And it supported me and my family well and gave us a standard of living and a level of benefits that would be very hard to find anywhere else. I did go to college. I got my associate's degree while I was working for the Postal Service. And my advisor back then said that I needed to finish my degree and go into teaching, that I would be a wonderful teacher. And while I appreciated it, and I told him so, I said, I can't give up the job I have. It pays too well. The benefits are too good. I would lose money to go down into teaching at this point. I said, but when the time comes that I don't have to do this anymore, I hope to be able to do that. And so when I retired in 2012, I decided it was time to go back to school. The rest is history. I got my degree and was able to slot into a small high school. As it turns out, I fell in love with the school. I fell in love with the kids there. It's a great environment for me. I have a lot of autonomy. I am the social studies department. I pretty much decide what I'm going to do. So I'm allowed to really have a lot of flexibility on how I present my classes and what my content is. And so that makes it very nice for me.
Okay. We talked earlier and you told me about the courses you have planned. You've planned out like the next 2 years, basically, this year and next year, right?
Yes.
And the courses will change. Go ahead and kind of list what the courses are that you're going to teach.
Well, this fall, I will be teaching a civics class, a government class that's state mandated. You have to teach civics. I will be teaching a American history class. That will be a full year class and another required course. And then I will be teaching psychology, and I will be teaching ancient world civilization. When we come back from winter break in January, the ancient world civilization class will have ended, and I will be teaching ancient military history in that slot. And instead of the civics class, I'll be teaching geography. Instead of the psych class, psychology, I'll be teaching sociology. Next year, we won't offer the psychology and sociology, and we'll offer a contemporary issues, a current events class. And then the following year after that, we'll offer the psychology and sociology again. So we're doing it on alternating years.
You keep saying we, like you've got a staff.
well, I feel like I'm part of something here. Yes, I have my own department, and I like to joke around that the department meetings get a little raucous, but I always win in the end. but the administration is very supportive of what I do. So when I talk about presenting my classes, presenting what we're doing, I look at it as a family that we all kind of interact together to make sure that the kids at VIT, the kids in these three little communities, are getting the best education we can give in that environment.
Has there been anything that really surprised you?
I think the biggest thing that surprised me when I first started getting back in the classroom was how much, and I knew, I know now that it was, a lot of this was mandated by legislation, but how much more schools integrate their challenged students into the regular classroom environment. When I went to school in the 70s, special education wasn't even really a regular discipline, and most kids who had a lot of challenges were kept in a segregated environment, and we really had limited exposure to them. And one of the things that I found that I felt was really good, not only educationally, but socially, is how much they're involved in the regular classroom environment and how well the students accept these children as just one of their classmates. There's not a stigma for the most part with these kids, and I think it's a wonderful thing.
So any regrets about not doing this sooner?
I've thought about that some this summer as I was preparing for the year, and that I wonder just how good I could have been or how much more of an impact I would have had if I had been able to do this for my bulk career of my adult life. But I still realize that my first responsibility was to my family to make sure that they had the best that I could give them. And to do that by staying in the Postal Service was the right decision, because the salary I earned and the benefits I had were more than double what I'm earning as a teacher.
Do you think that's fair?
No.
Do you think that's fair to teachers?
No. And I understand the dynamic, the political dynamic, but I was a postmaster for a number of years. And yeah, there's a certain amount of importance to moving the mails and making sure that that form of our communication system is efficient. But when you're talking about being able to shape minds and help move a young person into becoming something very important in life, I think sometimes we have our priorities a bit skewed. We allow too much emphasis to the celebrity part of our society, and we don't really recognize those who really can make a difference for an individual.
Obviously, the reason I'm talking to you is because you're doing something really unusual. You're taking up teaching at the age of 58, 59. If somebody's listening to this and they're thinking, you know, I want to do that, what would you say to them? What kind of older adult does it take to do this? And what kind of older adult should probably just keep on moving and do something else?
Well, I went through that. There were times that I would think about, you know, I really wish I was teaching. And then I would say to myself, you know, that ship has sailed. You know, I need to focus on other things and move on. But then as I got closer to the time where I would have options and I knew my retirement was coming, I started revisiting that in my mind and realized, you know, this is something I can do. But it takes work and it takes determination. And if it's not something that you're willing to go all in on and realize that you're going to use a lot of time, you're going to use a lot of energy, it was a lot of hard work. And so if you're going to get into this profession, especially later in life like I did, you have to understand it's not something that you can just halfway do. It requires all of your attention, all of your focus. And there's going to be times that you're going to be worn out, you're going to be exhausted, and you're going to say, why am I doing this? And that's when you have to dig deeper and say, this is because I really want to be able to get in front of a group of young minds and make a difference.